This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. If we do go over the fiscal cliff in a few days, not everyone will be screaming with terror on the way down. Some state governments could actually benefit from sudden changes to the tax code, specifically the estate tax, also known as the death tax. As it stands now, the federal government collects all that money, but that could soon change, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Remember the 90s? Back when Livin' La Vida Loca was at the top of the charts, Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid were still together, and the state governments got a share of the 55% tax that federal governments collected on large estates. Those were the days. But then in 2001, President George W. Bush's tax cuts went into effect. States no longer got a piece of the estate tax pie.
It hit the states at a particularly inopportune time.
Francis Norden is a senior research associate at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He says it has taken 10 years for states to adjust to the new policy. Now, going over the fiscal cliff could reverse that loss. If the Bush-era tax policy expires, the tax rates on large estates would go up, and states would be again eligible for a share of the tax, up to $3 billion in new revenue. One state, California, has already written $45 million in estate taxes into its budget.
That's definitely a big assumption.
Ed McCaffrey teaches law and economics at the University of Southern California. For one, that $45 million estimate assumes that everyone who is eligible to pay their estate tax will.
The estate tax is a very avoidable tax. It's like a game of hot potato. The way to get out of the estate tax is not to die with money in your account. Get rid of the hot potato.
By, for example, setting up a trust. If the Bush-era tax cuts expire, it also means the estate tax would apply to smaller estates, anything above $1 million. That could affect not just the wealthiest Americans, but those considered upper middle class as well. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.